Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb for your Monday after week 15. We got one game tonight, Seattle and Philadelphia. That's going down.
Which could feature two backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be a...
Geno Smith could still be out with a groin injury.
Geno Smith has got a groin injury. Who was the guy that played for him last week? Drew Lock?
Drew Lock.
Was Drew Lock still?
And Jalen Hurts
might be out.
Jalen
Hurts might be out tonight.
Because he's sick.
Got a little bit of an illness. I saw that this morning.
And then that means we could have Drew Lock versus Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. Wouldn't that be fun? All right, what is the good of the day?
It doesn't sound like a bad game, though.
Yeah, I know.
The good of the day is that, Tony, I mean, it may sound bad, but it's really something we should celebrate and highlight. The good of the day is that all streaks come to an end.
All streaks come to an end?
They do at some point, right?
Right.
November 8th, 2018. That was the last time, Tony, that Steph Curry played in a game where he did not make a three-pointer.
Oh, okay. All right. And then, I never would have guessed it was 6 years ago.
Yeah. So, and then for 268 straight games that he played in, he made at least one three-pointer.
How did he not make a three-pointer?
He went 0 for 8.
Is there a significant... Oh, I know that. But, I mean, is there a significant reason why? Did he lack minutes? Did he lack... You know, was there something like... Is there something about the game other than going 0 for 8 that adds to the fact that the streak was probably not going to happen?
That's a good question. I'm looking to see what his minutes were right now. I don't know.
You just answered that question the way Arnold Palmer famously answered a question. How did you get a 12 on the hole? And he said, I missed a putt for 11.
There it is, see?
I said, how did he not get a 3? And you went, he went 0 for 8. Well, yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He missed shots. Did he play like 15 minutes and then was
nope,
taken out of
31.
The game? Okay, that's yeah. So this is a significant playing time / yeah, I was ice cold shooting the basketball streak. Ending.
I mean, he finished the game with 7 points.
Wow, okay. So with 31 minutes of playing, okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
It wasn't like he was distributing the ball. He only had 8 assists.
Well,
so
yeah, but I mean, it's like if he played 10 minutes and missed 3 shots, you'd be like, okay, I get it. But if he's playing 31 minutes and missed 8 of them, well, guess what? Now it ends.
And it was a close game against the Trailblazers. Warriors won 118-114.
All right.
So, this was a significant game where he probably would have hit a three-pointer. He didn't have the juice tonight.
When I was a kid, and I mean like third grade, I read a book called How to Eat Fried Worms. And the book was...
I remember that.
Remember that book?
Yep.
The story wasn't how to eat fried worms, although my friend in school, he had to write a book report about it, and he didn't read the book, and he wrote that the book was about how to eat fried worms, but the teacher gave him a D because he tried.
Yeah.
But it was about a kid who had to eat a worm a day for a certain period of time for a bet. So he found different ways to eat worms. Chocolate, fried, etc. One moment he was running down the deadline to eat the worm, and him and his friend decided to, it was getting close to like midnight or whatever the time was for the day, and they decided with a bullhorn to the bully that told him to eat fried worms, he yelled out he's eating, and he ate a live worm. That was part of the story, right? Just ate it at the last minute, just swallowed it whole. Question, using that analogy, has Steve Kerr ever put in Steph Curry in a game late, even in a blowout, to go, we noticed you were 0-for-4 on threes. Go out there and get a 3. Like in the waning 2 minutes, get back out there and get that 3-pointer.
That's funny.
Go out there and just do it. Even though we're up 17, like just get the 3 because we know you have a long streak of 3-pointers. I would love to know if there was ever a night that I wasn't paying attention in December where Steve Kerr looked at the box score and went, Steph, you know you're 0-for-4. Get back in there.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, too, he could have done it and got away with it, and none of us would have noticed or cared.
Of course. Exactly right.
What would we have said? Oh, he only made one three-pointer. Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, and they're whew, all right, he got it. The streak's alive.
Steph going up to Steve after the game. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. putting me in with the scrubs in garbage time to keep the streak alive.
But 268. Now, I know, you know, the old adage, all records are meant to be broken. This is one of those.
Yeah, that might not ever be broken.
The next closest, next up on the list was Kyle Korver.
The great three-point shooting Kyle Korver.
Who I learned just a few days ago that Kyle Korver was that magnificent at three-pointers. I don't know why that knowledge never entered my mind.
But remember that Kyle Korver was the main reason Giannis freaked out about not getting the game ball from Oscar Tshiebwe, because Damian Lillard passed the great Kyle Korver on the all-time made three-point list.
But Kyle Korver's streak was at 127 games. That was the most. Now,
that's awesome.
Steph's streak ends at 268. That's a lot.
I'm going to start hoisting up Kyle Korver now.
Yeah, I know. Twice in a week.
He's awesome.
In a week's time. I mean, Kyle Korver probably hasn't been mentioned in a long time. Kyle Korver probably doesn't even talk about himself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, two stories in 3-4 days.
Yeah.
That Kyle Korver has been mentioned as a significant part of something, even though he didn't do anything. All right, what is the bad of the day?
We talked about it a little bit before, but Tony, I need to expand on it a little bit more, is that the Carolina Panthers' attendance Sunday was putrid.
Oh, yes.
They may have a new attendance record for the lowest attended games. Official numbers have not yet come in, but one security guard said that's about 5,200.
Oh.
And the reason 5,200. Why 5,200, yeah. ESPN, their in-game thing, said about 70,000, but we know that's way off.
That's way off.
Because maximum capacity is 73, and you look at that stadium, it's like, yeah, there's about 70,000 empty seats. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, because we didn't get a chance. I saw this story late on Friday. Did you know tickets for this game, some single game tickets, were going for as low as 45 cents?
Okay, where?
I mean, up in the nosebleeds.
Sure.
The 500 section. But for 45 cents, that could have got you into an NFL game. And this was, I believe it was through SeatGeek. Or one of those sites where he saw pictures of, you know, 45 cents.
Way to go, Dave Tepper. Reap what you sow.
45 cents.
Okay, because you know what? Here in Nashville, people still sell their Titans tickets, but they're always like 160 a piece. You're like, what?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go 160 a piece. No, the Titans stink. But they're good seats. I mean, for the ones they're selling are good seats. But, okay, I'm going to give a public service announcement here. And this is really for young people, because I've crossed over to a comfort zone that in my life I've tried to avoid discomfort situations, right? I'm just at that age. If you're in your 20s, I'm going to urge you, it does not matter the record, it does not matter the opponent, if you have a chance to go to an NFL game in the most horrible weather conditions you can stand, do it. Do it. You'll laugh with your buddies for years to come.
Yeah.
Years to come. If you and your pals go, hey, you know what, guys? Let's go to the Carolina game. They stink, but we can get in for 45 cents. It's a downpour, wind, horrible. Let's do it. Trust me, when you guys gather together for fishing trips, when you're older, golf vacations, maybe you spend the holidays with each other, whatever it is, you guys will be talking about that game for 25 years.
And here's the bad thing, too, okay? Because this was via StubHub. When this guy posted this tweet, it was December 13th.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right,
ticket prices, section 532, row 18, section 5. So, I mean, it's nosebleeds, but for 45 cents. Now, you can look ahead at the weather and say, oh,
that was Wednesday.
Yeah, you can look ahead at the weather and say, oh, you know, it might rain on Sunday, but maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't. Right. So, this wasn't at the time where it's like, oh my God, it's pouring and everybody's being urged to stay inside.
Right.
And we're telling people to come to a game for 45 cents. This was Wednesday. A good 4 days before the game kicked off.
Right.
You could get in for 45 cents.
45 cents. And then if you had bought those tickets, how much is a poncho, really?
Yeah, right. Just go. I'm telling you, again, if you're like 21, 22, you can put up with rain. You can put up with wind. I'm at an age where I'll probably catch pneumonia and die, but that's okay. But if you're young and you're healthy, go to these games in all, even when your team stinks, when your team is terrible, go. It's you'll laugh, you'll have a good time, you'll remember it. Your girlfriends slash wives later on will think you're crazy and nuts,
yeah.
And you'll have a story you'll tell your kids.
Question: is 45 cents enough for you to just hang out in the concourse?
No, oh, sure. Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I mean, tough it out.
They have tables and seats in there, right? I'm going to assume. Most stadiums have, like, you know, I mean, right by the food court or, you know, the concession stands. A lot of times they have, like, a little seating area. You can sit there and hang out.
Exactly.
For 45 cents.
Of course. Just go out and have it. Go do it and have a good time.
Yeah, you can spend more money on food then because you're not buying a $20, $40, $50 ticket.
It's a great, you'll have a great memory, and who knows, maybe you'll see the Carolina Panthers kick 3 field goals and win a 9-7 football game.
Exhilarating.
But you can say you were there. Yeah. All right, we'll continue with the good, the bad, and the dumb on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with 2 N's. We continue with Wake Up Phil.
Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue with the good, the bad, and the dumb on your Monday. Glad you can be with us as we are on Sportsnap Radio. Hey, so real quick, so I urged young people, if you have a chance to go to a bad weather game, just horrible conditions, go. If it's not the NFL, fine. If it's a college game, fine, whatever. Go to these games. They're great. They're great talking points. Mike, back in 1989, my father, my uncle, my cousins, we all got tickets to see the New York Giants play the Los Angeles Raiders at the time. And late in the season, it was Christmas Eve. It was a Christmas Eve game at the old Giants Stadium. And it was a kind of a big game for the Giants, and it was definitely a big game for the Raiders. And the Steelers needed, you know, as a Steeler fan, I needed the Raiders to lose. But we went, and it's the coldest I've ever been in my life, and I grew up in New England. It's the coldest I have ever been, ever. I mean, even as a young man, there was like, I don't know if this is what a human being should be exposed to. Like, it was one of those kind of moments where the wind chill penetrated no matter how many layers you were wearing. The wind was like, amateurs, and just got right to your skin. It found any way to get to your skin and bury you in cold. My feet were frozen. My legs were frozen. Everything about me was frozen. We tried to get hot chocolate. It was sold out. I remember my cousin got a Knish, and it was frozen solid by the time he got to his seat. He said, my God, this thing is ice cold. We stayed the whole game, and we went back to my aunt's house for Christmas. And we needed to take hot showers. Everybody was peeling off ice, like clothing. It was ice. It was freezing. I mean, it was, temperatures were minus 15 with the wind chill making it minus 40. I mean, it was like insane.
Yeah,
winds
no, thank
were
you.
Just, oh, it was awful. Here's the thing. Every time we get together, every time, years and years and years, all we do is laugh and talk about that game. We love it. We absolutely love it. Just the memories of just sitting there freezing, laughing, giggling because we're all cousins, you know, just like hanging, like, it's freezing cold. What are we doing here? Why are we here for? And rooting for the Giants and everything. It's great. So trust me, you bear with it. You'll love it. You'll remember it for years and years and years at your gatherings. Okay, what is the dumb of the day?
Well, maybe with the dumb of the day, you might have a chance to see this team.
Okay.
Because this team has been terrible and lousy, and we love poking fun at them, and that's the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
But the dumb's really not him. The dumb is, in this scenario, it's one of those dumbs where I can't comprehend it, and I know you won't be able to either. But rumor has it that Aaron Rodgers will be medically clear to play in games this week.
Yeah, I heard that, and I
he's been medically cleared to practice, but he might in fact be medically cleared to play in games this week. Now, having said that, that's one thing, which is just astonishing to me. The other thing is that, you know, with the Jets being eliminated now, he needs to sit down with the front office and go, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah, I think
they're two separate stories, but the one I'm focusing on is the fact that Achilles injuries no longer mean you're out for a year, maybe even a year and a half.
Yeah, that's right. What kind of miraculous recovery did this guy go through?
What surgery did you have?
week 16, he's been medically cleared.
Who was the other one that had an Achilles injury this year? Was that Kirk Cousins?
I think it was Kirk Cousins, yeah.
Yeah, is he going to come back?
Oh, hell no. But here's the thing. Now, I've got another question. If you're Aaron Rodgers, and this is a serious question, because we kind of think like other quarterbacks would do X, Y, and Z, and Aaron Rodgers is a little different.
Right.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers would want to play? Not for any other reason than like,
to oh, show?
Jets are out, but to say, look, guys, hello, I did it. I'm not
like your normal quarterbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, here I am. I told you this was going to be all of you said it wasn't.
Honestly, it would not shock me at all.
Yeah. Like, it,
that's
like it
the thing. That's the weird thing about it. And that's where it kind of leads into the dumb because I don't think he should come back at all.
I don't think he should either.
He even said that no matter what, he's not going to be 100% this season.
Right, right.
So it's like, okay, they're eliminated. Why bother?
But he seems to be the kind of personality that would say, aha, I told you I would do this. You all doubted me, but look where I am. I got hurt in week one. I had a season-ending injury, but here I am in week 16 playing against whoever they're playing this weekend.
Yeah, or, you know, better yet, maybe he doesn't come back this week, but he says, week 18.
Comes back next week. At some point, at any point that he comes back during the regular season, he could own the critics, right, who said it wasn't going to happen.
That he was done for
because,
the year.
Because what he would have in his arsenal in trying to prove this larger point would be a medical clearance, but to his critics, that's not going to be good enough, right? His critics are going to say, oh, so you mean to tell me you could have played, you didn't want to play because the team was out of the playoffs, but you could have played. Yeah, that's not quite the same as actually seeing you out on the field throwing passes in an NFL game. Yeah. So sorry, you don't win the argument. But maybe, because he does seem to be a guy that cares about this kind of stuff.
He does.
Right?
Even though he probably, like, it's two different Aaron Rodgers. He plays the, I'm not really about my image card.
Right, exactly.
But in reality, by doing that all the time, we are focused solely on his image.
It kind of is like a double-edged with him, where you get this carefree, I don't care what people think, and then he does things that make you go, it's clear you care what they think.
Yeah.
You respond to them. You go on Pat McAfee's show and you criticize Diana Rossini, for example. Like you're willing to go out on this sort of image limb every now and then that makes us think you do care about it, and then you say you don't. Oh, or, I don't care about that. But then
he announced to the world, he's doing a darkness retreat. All of us were like, what is that?
What is that? Exactly. We're Googling where you're going to see what exactly it is that you're doing.
And I'm still seeing reports that, darkness retreats aren't for everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Some people can't handle 5 days in complete total darkness. And then you think back, Aaron Rodgers did because he's the only person I've ever known that done that.
So again, do I think he should play? No. Do I think he'll play? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to prove, if he comes to prove a point.
Yeah. Here are the three games. They play the Commanders this coming weekend, then the Browns, and then they end the season against the Patriots.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So maybe not this weekend, maybe not against the Browns, because that could be a physical game, but possibly maybe the Patriots.
Yeah, maybe so.
For Belichick's final game. Wouldn't Aaron Rodgers want to spoil Patriots' final game, Belichick's final home game?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be Aaron Rodgers to take away from the story.
That's right.
Where we focus on Aaron Rodgers playing miraculously. Maybe he should come in for the final four plays of the game.
That's a great point. If we're all collectively thinking that Belichick and the Patriots are going to part ways this offseason, right? If it's not official, we're all on that mindset. The media narrative is going to be leading into that game. This is it, right? This is it. We don't have official word, but we all are going to be figuring it out. I guarantee you the fans will probably give him a big ovation and cheer, like, thank you for everything, Bill, whatever. But Rodgers could spoil that by returning to the NFL.
Yep.
He could spoil that by saying, I'm back from this devastating injury.
And he doesn't even have to win.
That's right. No.
The Jets don't even have to win.
They
can get blown out. And Belichick could, ride off into the sunset with a decent victory. But the talk would still be, but Aaron Rodgers played.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers came back. He did it. He came back. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happened. Because that's how Aaron Rodgers is, man.
See, we made this dumb even dumber.
Just I know,
keep
right?
Going, just like, God, it's, going to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, smart man, obviously, yeah, don't even bother coming back. There's no point.
Oh, no, don't, yeah, 100%.
But, yeah, when we talk about him, there's just this X factor with him that's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's something you have to kind
of not
going to
surprise
deep.
Us if he does.
Yeah, go a little extra with him compared to others because of that. So, man, in 1 week, is Christmas, and the gifts just keep on giving, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I know, we could get a late January 7th present at Gillette Stadium. Watching Aaron Rodgers, and then we come in that Monday morning going, can you believe the gall of this guy?
I know. It's absolutely crazy.
Spoiling Belichick's final game, the career of Belichick, who, you know, maybe should have, you know, could be in the running for, you know, being called the Belichick Trophy instead of the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Certainly one more than Lombardi.
He's been a very interesting guy throughout his career, but I missed what could have been fun Aaron Rodgers drama. I mean, I don't know what their record would be. Just a season of him playing.
Yeah.
With what, you know, the ups and downs of the Jets. He wasn't going to win every game, right? But the ones that they didn't win.
No, but you know what's amazing I had to mention to you, Kirk Cousins injured his Achilles, right? And you're like, yeah, I think he did. We don't ever talk about Kirk Cousins, ever.
Right, right.
We are talking about Aaron Rodgers week in, week out. There is an Aaron Rodgers story every single week
this year. Exactly.
Because it still needs to be about him, even though he doesn't care.
That's right. Whether he's, they show him, like, there's pictures of, like, Aaron Rodgers looks upset on this. What are you talking about? He's not playing. Like, I don't need to care about his emotion. He's not on the field.
He's probably bummed that his team's playing terrible.
Yeah, stop being on the sidelines. Go upstairs. Go sit down somewhere.